The group The Troggs is celebrating its 26th anniversary in the rock and roll business this year. Rock historian Ed Ward says probably no career has produced so much dumb fun as these guys.
There it is, unquestionably one of the greatest rock and roll records ever. Great because, well, because it's so bad. Not the song, Wild Thing. As Jimi Hendrix proved not long after it was released, the song was capable of a lot of, shall we say, interpretation. But the Troggs, the band that found the song in a pile of demo recordings by an obscure country and western songwriter who was also John Voight's brother, the Troggs were bad enough to make it good. But who were the Troggs, anyway? They were Reg Presley, born Reginald Maurice Ball, a bricklayer from Andover, Hampshire, his co-worker, drummer Ronnie Bond, bassist Pete Staples, and guitarist Chris Britton. Reg and Ronnie had had a band that broke up, leaving Ronnie with a drum kit to pay off. Somehow, they got into the good graces of Larry Page, the Kinks manager, who got them a deal in early 1966 with CBS Records.
Bless my girl, I can't express my grief, my sorrow, my emptiness. I hope someday that she'll hear my plea, and with open arms she will run to me. Yes, she will.
Their first record, Lost Girl, understandably sank without trace, and CBS dropped them. Unfazed, Larry Page got them a deal with Fontana. They found Wild Thing and recorded it, and the Troggs, the name was short for troglodytes, British hippies who were living in caves, were at the top of the American and British charts. The follow-up was just as primitive and catchy.
I want to spend my
But since it didn't do too well over here, and because you could get away with things like that in those days, they pretty much copied it exactly and tried again.
Oh, no! I can't stand still 'cause you've got me going. Your slacks are low and your hip are showing. I take you, girl, as you're standing there. Your low-cut slacks and your long black hair. Don't want you going around with no one else, 'cause when I'm with you, I can't control myself.
That line about your slacks are low and your hips are showing cost them British airplay when the BBC banned I Can't Control Myself, and the Troggs seemed to disappear. But actually, they didn't. They were on the Page One label, and if you think that was owned by their manager, Larry Page, you're right. So, as the Beatles recorded Revolver and the smell of incense filled the air, the Troggs were doing stuff like this.
Give it to me, give it to me, all your love. Give it to me, give it to me. All your love, all your love. And I'll go.
You've got to hand it to Page and to Reg Presley and the guys. They didn't give up, and at the end of 1967, they actually cracked the top 10, or the top 100 for that matter, for the last time.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Tony, have you heard those chords before? The Trogs continued to release records through 1976, and for years, an underground tape filled with profanity, drunken behavior, and awful playing made the rounds, proof that the Trogs were a bunch of incompetent goofballs, as far as most people were concerned. They still had hits in places like South Africa and Spain, but earlier this year, when I was visiting friends in Holland and noticed that a Trogs tour there had just been canceled, I was amazed they were still around. Not just around. I returned home to find that a new Trogs record, Athens Andover, had just come out, with help from REM's guitarist, Peter Buck. So watch out, folks. The Trogs aren't through with you yet.